AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. The White House announces the resignation of the head of the Office of Policy and Management for that massive data breach affecting more than 21 million people. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest.
New leadership with a set of skills and experiences that are unique to the urgent challenges that OPM faces are badly needed.
Beth Cobert from the Office of Management and Budget will take over for Catherine Archuleta. More cars are being recalled due to potentially exploding airbags. Fiat Chrysler is adding more than 88,000 Dodge Challengers to the list. The expansion covers the model years 2008 through 2010. Optimism over a Greek bailout deal helped boost a Wall Street rally today, our Julie Walker reports.
The Dow climbed 211 points to 17,760. The Nasdaq gained 75 points, and the S&P rose 25 points, which pushed the index back into positive territory for the year.
The House has passed a bill that gives a boost to biomedical research and seeks quicker approvals. Michigan Congressman Fred Upton says this gives hope to many patients.
They need the next generation of treatment and cures, but they don't have until the next generation to wait.
That legislation moves on to the Senate. A 45-year prison sentence for Dr. Fareed Fata, the Detroit area cancer doctor. Guilty of fraud for putting more than 500 patients through unneeded or excessive cancer treatments. Liz Lupo speaks for her mom, who has passed away.
If he murdered one person, he deserved 45 years. But he murdered hundreds, and he harmed hundreds.
That's from the movie Dr. Zhivago, one of Omar Sharif's best-known works. He died today at the age of 83. I'm Jackie Quinn. This is AP Radio News. San Francisco sheriff is defending the release of a Mexican immigrant now accused of randomly killing a young woman at a city pier. Sheriff Ross Muramimi says that his department followed procedure since federal authorities failed to provide a legal basis to continue to hold the suspect.
A warrant or judicial order is required to detain someone for pickup by ICE authorities. ICE has known this well over a year since the Board of Supervisors in San Francisco passed the Due Process for All ordinance.
Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez was in the U.S. illegally and had been deported five times but returned. Officials at a Georgia park, the Stone Mountain Park, which features a giant bas relief of Confederate heroes, says their flag has been replaced. It disappeared today around 11 a.m. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.